Research funded by the Swine Health Information Center is expected to lead to improved diagnostic tools for porcine saplavirus. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of WonderWorks Canada. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
Porcine saplavirus is an RNA virus and as such has enhanced opportunities for shifting as it replicates. So while most strains will be asymptomatic, others have been associated with respiratory disease, different diarrheas, reproductive issues, and even impacts on the central nervous system. Swine Health Information Center Executive Director Dr. Paul Sundberg says researchers with Kansas State University and the University of Illinois have characterized an emerging strain of PSV.
What we did was work on trying to do that genetic characterization of the full saplavirus genome. That's a really important step because when you can look at different pieces of the genome, it's kind of like feeling different pieces of the elephant. You don't get the big picture. And so what we tried to do is get the full-length genome sequence done by next-generation sequencing, and that was successful. And that led us to the epidemiology of this particular virus strain, at least, in that it looks like it's related to two different Japanese strains, but it also has characteristics of U.S. strains as we know it here. So all of those things lead us to being able to help with good diagnostics and being able to develop good PCRs and especially good ELISAs, good tests for antibody, because those are the kinds of tools that we need to be able to analyze the epidemiology of this virus and to really to talk about the clinical syndromes in an informative manner such that we can talk about the epidemiology and the way the virus moves, the effects it has, and its production effects all at the same time.
Full details of this work can be found on the Swine Health Information Center website at swinehealth.org. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.